Peeing fountain art in their bathrooms.
Yeah, that's that Italian thing, and then yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
Italian. With that peeing art, we're gonna actually start the podcast. The following
presentation is for mature audiences. I love peeing art; it's wonderful.
What are you a pee on?
Are you asking if I'm peed on? No, I'm not into that theory. I'm sorry. He's covering his mouth, thank God. The Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Blow out the microphone.
He's trying not to blow out the microphone. Carol the Cat.
We're not even going to say anything. And Tiffany the Technician. People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. I love that.
And now,
damn right they shot first. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Episode 97. Holy smokes. Did you guys spend the night with Field in the
That was a crowded garage.
Please clean your garage.
It's one sponge per person. You can use it for yourself or the garage. That's your choice. That's your choice.
But while we're bathing, close the garage door. The neighbors didn't like seeing that.
They're used to it.
We just kind of got to let the water flow somewhere.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So we are here with Carl.
Still here.
Still here with Carl Fulmer from Tangents Magazine.
Yeehaw.
It's out in newsstands now. Make sure to go check it out. For a list of places you can find it, go to Tangents Magazine on Facebook, and they have it as their pinned post. And then we're also here with Sherman Burris and Bethany Knuckles, and they are part of the Charlotte Geeks, and they help us out with trivia night over at Fabo every Thursday night. And then Sherman and Bethany, have you been to the Park Road Book Club?
I have not yet. I want to go. It's not very far from me.
So. But Sherman has been a member of the book club, correct?
Yes. Since
October of last year?
No, October of 2014.
Oh, there you go. Ooh, wow. And it's the first Tuesday of every...
No, it's the second Tuesday. Second Tuesday of every month,
because I've never been.
You don't read.
I do.
We're usually doing the podcast.
Usually it is take with water. Do not operate.
Let Carol drive.
Which is kind of interesting, because then there's that whole spina bifida thing that happened one time.
That sounds like an interesting story.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Dab your water correct.
All right, but thank you so much for staying over the night, Bethany. I'm sorry you were the only girl with three guys.
It was mildly awkward.
Are you aware you get really grabby in the middle of the night?
I didn't wake up, so I don't know if that was me.
She is now a bright shade of red. We're holding our Spider-Man mug up against it, and yep.
Same color.
Spidey's got nothing on
it. I'm blushing enough, you can't see it.
I can tell.
So let's talk about things that are stranger things than being in the garage. Stranger Things is the new Netflix series that's out, and our good friend and Geek Gala performer, Mikey Mason, along with Braxton from Valentine Wolf, who was our performers last year, they actually, he wrote and produced a beautiful song and video that's a fan song. It's definitely folk. Have you seen it?
I have. It's called Upside Down.
Yep.
It's really good. I loved Stranger Things, so I kind of love this, of course.
Yes.
And Mikey's awesome.
Yeah, he wrote it in Bon Jovi style, so that's what he said.
Oh, no.
He listened to the beer-powered time machine. But it goes with the setting
the 80s
of the
theme of the, Stranger Things, which is a very 80s style television series.
And I'll tell you, this is, once you get done listening to our podcast, if you're looking for another interesting podcast to listen to, Beer Powered Time Machine is always a lot of fun. A lot of times they just talk about beer, but they do intersperse stories. But their most recent episode was actually Mikey with his wife Jody, who we don't usually get to hear on the podcast, and she tells quite a few stories on him. But he
that's
does,
why you don't hear
but
a lot
he,
of the podcast.
Which is pretty funny.
Smart.
But he talks about creating that video, and it's actually four different artists that are tracked together. Mikey, of course, wrote it and the words and everything, but Braxton, of course, is in Greenville, South Carolina, and then Mikey's in Indiana, and then Trent and Sean, the other two on there, are in different states, and one gave it as an MP3, one gave it as an MP4, one actually gave the keys from their professional studio, and then he merged them all together and worked out the panning, and I'm geeking out a little bit about it, but it's pretty incredible. And it's
now you don't even have to listen to the podcast, because Joey is just, you know.
Just go listen to the video. You can find it on YouTube. Mikey Mason, he's also on Bandcamp, but definitely check it out. If you are missing Stranger Things and you want something to kind of get you through until season two.
Which I don't know when is coming out.
Yeah, but it is confirmed it's coming out, mm-hmm. So that's good news. Definitely check that out. So
listen to it over and over and over.
I'm going to go back and rewatch.
It looked almost like when I saw it, I haven't actually watched any of it, but the videos that I've seen of Stranger Things, it looks almost like it's been color graded to match the color palette of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's set in the 80s, and it's very much an 80s style.
Yes.
The effects, of course, are much better than, you know, you got in 1983, but it's really a love letter to the 1980s. And wow, that segue just fell flat.
Okay, so speaking of 80s and speaking of going back in time, we've got another hashtag.
You
want to
see me wear my parachute pants? Is that what you're getting at?
No, I posted pictures of that at the wedding, and I don't need to go back to that again.
By the way, I lent you my guest jeans. I want them back.
You can guess they might where they be are. Ripped, they're out in the garage. You know those sponges? Recycle.
Oh, no! I love those things.
All right. So, hashtag boot the reboot on two. Count them two.
Why?
80s thing.
Why?
They're remaking Beaches as a Lifetime movie.
Why?
Because what better way to insult a movie than...
Well, now, I realize Idina Menzel is the lead. She's going to be playing Bette Midler's role. And I did see a Facebook tweet from Bette Midler supporting Idina in what she does and saying she can't wait to see what it is. But, you know...
Why doesn't she just let it go?
You are the wind beneath my wings. I just
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of want a John Travolta her name, but I can't even remember what the hell he called her. Adele
Gazeem.
Adele Gazeem or something.
Adele Gazeem.
I don't know. And then, you know, just to add insult to injury, Channing Tatum was announced this week as the lead to star in the Splash remake.
And can I say, he is not playing a mermaid. Okay. They're not changing his sex. He is not playing a mermaid.
Although
he's playing a merman.
Yes.
He's not, is he?
He's
yes.
playing a merman.
Yes, yes. I saw the story the other day.
Not
yes.
not mermaid,
he's a merman.
Merman. He's Daryl Hannah.
I thought he was the Tom Hanks role.
So then you're saying you can see his junk, but he's got a fish head. Is
right.
that what it is?
Yeah. He's going to be all Dr. Manhattaning there.
Okay.
Fish head.
If we can see his junk, I'm for
it. Well, rather than that freaking Cabbage Patch face kid head of his.
Exactly. Oh. Oh. Yikes.
I don't
I haven't given it that much thought, actually. Okay.
He does look like a Cabbage Patch kid.
I heard something really disturbing today, and I want to add to remakes. I just heard from a friend that they've announced they're rebooting Back to the Future.
Oh, God,
with
no.
women.
Well,
have you heard anything
that.
About this?
No.
They already
no,
had women
but,
in it, though.
But,
yeah.
Okay, it's going to be a Marty McFly, but spelled with an I is what I...
Now, are you sure that wasn't The Onion? Please, God, let it be The Onion.
Here's the problem. This is third hand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
I just wanted to stir up some
Where
crap.
Where is that third hand? Is it no, but I do have, you know, Mummy is also the third and final boot the reboot for this week.
But they're not redoing the Brendan Fraser Mummy. I think they're trying to reboot the
original
monsters. Tom Cruise is starring in that, and that's the shortest mummy ever.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because once again, sometimes these headlines...
You're going to have to put them on platforms.
It's a full reimagination.
I'm sorry, again,
yeah.
for the visually impaired among us. Carol and I are doing our hands like those little wind-up toys. So, Just imagine Barbie before she had joints. So.
You mean people can't see you through this?
No.
Oh, damn.
Thank God.
We do have,
No, we don't want a video conference.
We have the power, but we're not going to do that.
If you have the right software, you can actually... never mind.
We don't want that.
We don't want Carol and Tiffany to know.
Okay.
If you want the secret code, deposit $500 now.
Don't go on YouTube, guys.
Maybe you see there. The Geek Gala, I'm just going to say.
That's right.
Okay. But so they're remaking The Mummy. I think,
if you're trying to replace Tom Cruise with Brendan Fraser with Tom Cruise, I'm sorry. Wrong direction.
But shouldn't it make The Mummy look that much more impressive? Because it'll be that much bigger.
Yeah, I mean, he'll tower over. Unless he is actually the mummy, in which case...
So it's a midget mummy. I'm sorry, little person mummy.
So he's going to be Arnold Vosloo's old role?
We're not quite sure yet whether he's playing...
I would like to see him play Ed Wood and never get funded. Okay.
I'd like to see him as the son of Brendan Fraser. I think that would be hysterical.
Oh my God. Okay, speaking of better eye candy, Chris Evans just won the Teen Choice Award for Captain America. So I guess we know they're not Captain Iron, Team Iron Man. They're all about Captain America over there.
They won surfboards. What the hell are they doing with that prize? It's like lugging the surfboard off stage. It was hysterical.
Well, if he cut it into a circle and put some armholes on it, it could be a sheet.
Captain's surfboard.
No. All right. Well, you know, he does have that whole I don't fly thing, so maybe they gave him a hoverboard.
Maybe it's a mashup of Silver Surfer and America.
No.
Speaking of, let's see, Tom Cruise dying, Preacher.
Good segue, actually.
That's actually my favorite part of Preacher. When Tom Cruise dies on the TV there.
So the season finale was this past week. I'm going to spoil it a little bit, so shut up if you don't want to hear.
Oh my God.
It's not that. This was kind of an up and down season. They had to introduce a lot of things, but I think in the end it kind of evened itself out, and now we have, for the second season, we have a road trip because God is missing. And the preacher has to go find him.
So now it's kind of getting to where the comic book is.
Yeah, they've introduced everybody. Annsville is no more. And they're off to find God. Because he's missing.
We're off to see the wizard. Did the wizard spoil me happily this?
Did the girl who has the kids that's clearly in love with the preacher die?
Yes. She did? Well, I'll tell you after this.
Yeah, be careful. Don't say anything from me.
Yeah.
I've seen the first two and I haven't seen the rest.
I thought it was a good season. I thought it was pretty good considering the source material. They did tone it down a bit. I like it. I'll look forward to season 3.
Now that it's over, I will watch it. Because
now you can
I was waiting to binge it.
They didn't tone it down as much as they did with Constantine, did they?
Well, Constantine, you mean the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay, this is on AMC, so they can be a little bit ruder and cruder and bloodier. Constantine, I think, was on CW, or was it on CBS?
It was on NBC.
It was on NBC. It's going to be on CW.
They wouldn't let him smoke, for God's sakes. What the hell?
It's not Constantine.
he chewed double mint gum.
That's stupid. Yes, it is. It is not that tamed down.
Okay.
So speaking of taming down, we saw Suicide Squad.
Yes.
And our review is on the Charlotte Geeks. My written review is on the Charlotte Geeks.
And our 10-minute review is on Guardians of the Geekery. If you haven't heard that, you can go to Charlotte Geeks, and it's at the bottom of the written review.
Yes.
But you're listening to this, so you obviously know how to find us. So.
Yeah, that's right. So
find it. Listen
overall,
to it.
We didn't... I know Tiff didn't like it much.
No. to say the least.
Don't like what?
Suicide Squad.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. Watching Suicide Squad makes me very sad that they pushed back Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Punisher to 2018.
Yeah. Because Iron Fist... Did you meant to put that... It's Fist. Iron Fist, not Fists.
Whatever.
No, I think Matt pluralized it.
Okay.
Independent. I'm going to blame you.
I did write it.
So no, we don't get any Daredevil, Jessica Jones, or Punisher next year.
What?
Which sucks.
Is there anything in 2017?
Iron Fist and Defenders.
Okay.
The Gilmore Girls are coming back on. Did you hear that?
In November.
I was kind of... I stopped watching it the last year. I have to admit, I watched it.
We don't need anything else.
We did get Luke Cage, but that's this year.
So. Okay. I watch all the Marvel stuff with my a friend I've known since high school and his kids. And
really?
Yeah. We all Saturday nights. So, yeah.
Huh. Even with the bones crunching.
Yep.
Wow.
Even the youngest one. The youngest one's in his early teens, and we sit around and just binge the hell out of it on Friday and Saturday night. And we've been loving it, right? Okay. We've discovered Dark Matter right now. We're going through that like a couple of episodes a night. Really liked it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is that Netflix thing where you're only supposed to watch a couple episodes at a time because A, you're too sedentary, and B, the stress of it can stress you out when you binge watch. No. It takes years off your life. Terrible.
I know.
So much trouble.
Yeah, I may look 52, but I'm only 33.
But not dead yet.
There wasn't the last years, though, so you're okay.
No, because we watch unicorn stuff.
Well,
like
yeah.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Speaking of which, she had her baby. The actress.
The actress. I was like, wait a minute, Kimmy Schmidt wasn't pregnant.
I think she's a virgin.
She and Titan.
That would be a virgin birth, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be Jane the Virgin. We talked about that last week.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess we'll be seeing Kimmy Schmidt season 3.
Soon, yeah,
hopefully.
Well, now that she's had the baby, yeah, and then she'll have the whole thing. So, Suicide Squad, Star Trek Beyond, also on the website. So, I don't know why I thought we talked about that last.
Yeah,
time.
I saw it, so that's why I put it on.
So, what did you think?
What did you think?
I really liked it.
Tiffles.
Yeah, I thought it was a very enjoyable movie.
Are you a Trekkie?
No.
Okay.
I'm not into anything. I'm a Gilmore girly.
I'm a Cavalier.
I'm a Cavalier.
Oh, God, you just came up with that, didn't you?
I've decided not to see this Star Trek Beyond. Until they fix the timeline, I'm not going to see another Star Trek movie.
They're not going to fix the timeline.
They're not going to fix the timeline.
This is a new timeline.
Okay. It's fun. It's
enjoyable. I just want to point this out to you. You're only hurting yourself.
I don't know. But, you know. I'll see anything.
There's other stuff to watch.
Well, when I saw Into Darkness... Within the first 10 minutes, I was saying, that's not how warpness cells work. Come on, come on. I was yelling at the screen.
When you're too much of a geek.
Yeah.
Yeah, Into Darkness got my damn nerves, too, I have to admit.
This is why you
can't be that good of a fan of anything. Because, like, I can just enjoy or not enjoy something based on the merits of what it's presented in front of me.
That's where fan fiction comes in. You just kind of like, I want to change the ending. I fix any movie that I don't like. I make it better in my mind.
It's like that. I don't know. There was some TV show where he's like, I'm addressing you in your mind. You can't stop me. We just had sex again. Sorry.
So speaking of fan fiction, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child came out.
Did you read it?
I did. Okay. First off, I went into this knowing it was a script, so I don't know who.
So it was a book.
It's not a book.
Yeah.
It's the script of the play.
Please don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
I just got it yesterday.
It is the script of the play.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Based on an idea by J.K. Rowling, but not written by J.K.
Rowling.
Oh, that doesn't
bode
well. But it is interesting how our name is way bigger.
It's way bigger
than
the actual author's names. I think it would have been much better if she had actually taken the idea and created a novelization. This reads like a play. I mean, there's stage direction, there's exit stage left, you know, exit pursued by bear.
Spoilers!
That doesn't happen. It's not bad, but to me it did seem like fan fiction.
Yeah.
But it involves Harry's son Albus and Draco's son Scorpius, which is the stupidest damn ever.
Scorpius.
I so wanted Scorpius to sit down and get sorted into Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, but because you named your damn kid Scorpius. Make him a badger. It's not that bad. It really isn't. It's a very quick read.
Well, I understand why they made it a play, since they had kind of jumped through time so much, and
yeah.
It's not the, you know, year-by-year
It does
series.
Involve the time turner, which is probably my least favorite Harry Potter relic.
Every time I think of that now, I'm going to see that guy from Farscape.
It involves a plot device.
Yeah, a plot device.
She did announce today, according to a story that I saw, that this is it.
Yeah, she's not going to write
there's
anything.
There's nothing else.
Supposedly. Then it become a book. She's like, I'm so sick and tired of writing.
Based on the cocktail napkin when she was a Waffle House.
I believe that like Shatner said he was never going to do Star Trek again.
That's
she will go back to it. It's,
she doesn't need to.
It.
It's just she's like a drug. Wealthier than the queen. Yeah. But she, I mean, it's really the only thing. I mean, have you read Casual Week?
You know, it's good if people quit while they're ahead. You know,
yeah,
it's like
it is.
That's your money. All your good ideas are gone. So like,
I know a lot of people.
Oh.
A lot of people were disappointed with this because they were expecting a book, and they got a play, and they were expecting Rowling, and they got these other two guys who just, you know, based it on what something she said.
Somebody with Tiffany in their name must be good.
That's right.
I hesitated to get because I saw it said parts 1 and 2, and I'm like, do I get parts 3 and 4 later or something? It took me a while to figure out what was going on there. It's like, can't we have a book?
Yeah. So it's quick read, not bad. I paid $15 for the Kindle edition.
Oh.
Sorry. If you had the hardcover, you could have read it.
Can't even resell it. Yeah.
But there it is. So Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Did you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I didn't know.
Dancing with the Stars is not on right now. It's So You Think You Can Dance. However, I do have an update.
So
this
you think you're watching Dancing with the Stars?
No.
But Dancing with the Stars.
Was there a wedding except without the stars? Was there a wedding on the dancing show?
No, but one of the couples from 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
Which was Kim Johnson, and you may remember since you were watching that season with me, she was with Robert. I'm going to say this wrong, Herjavec, but he was from Shark Tank.
Yes.
They kept talking about maybe they were kind of possibly together, but they were being kind of coy about the whole thing, and then he bought her a car for helping him get so far in the show and the whole thing. Yeah, they got married.
Wow.
They're married. So they did get married. Olivia Newton-John sang at the wedding. She did a dance routine with a group from Croatia.
What?
You know,
let's get physical.
It was healthy.
I want to watch that.
Wait a minute, Croatian, not Serbians?
Croatian, it
That's
says.
Not right.
And it was held at the Four Seasons Hotel. But anyway, the thing that I think is interesting about this is because so often, as part of the get the votes kind of thing, they always hint around these relationships. And sometimes there are a little, you know, it's just like actors will often fall in love with each other when they're on set because they...
Tom Hiddleston, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Very good.
There have been shows, The OC, I think, is one of them, and definitely One Tree Hill, where people fall in love and then they break up often on set. And sometimes it's just to make the magic happening during the filming, but this is a couple that actually did meet on the show and fell in love, and now they're married. We'll see how long it lasts. But as a guy that's a Shark Tank, I just can't imagine. I mean, he's a pretty smart guy, so, you know, hopefully it'll work. She's real sweet. So, happy for them.
Yes.
So You Think You Can Dance. I have not watched this week's show. Hulu takes about 36 hours to upload, so it's probably uploaded now, but... last week, little Shaden, who was an Asian hip-hop dancer, and he did an excellent job. They're like, you did so amazing. And he has great facial expression, great technique, but he just was not as skilled as some of the others, and he was cut. And again, heart's breaking as a little 10-year-old is told in front of a huge group.
Get off.
I know. Well, he didn't do well the week before, and then he really put the energy in, but the votes are calculated from the week before.
Oh.
So they come down to 2 kids, and then the 4 judges kind of have to go based off of the 2 weeks' performance who they think it should go on.
Yeah.
And the girl that was in the bottom with him, she's an excellent dancer, and she's much more trained than he was. So there you go. So that's all my dancing geekdom. We're done with that. You can move on.
So a kid got voted off, and we had something on Sesame Street. Three of the long-term residents were booted off and then rehired.
Yes.
Oh,
the
really?
The band said, no, we're not having that.
Yeah,
because
the fans went, what
you
the hell?
You don't mess with Gordon Lewis and Bob.
Gordon, oh, wait, Gordon Bob? Lewis was the tall, slim black guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Gordon. Bald. And then
that's why, Luis. Yeah, I liked even, Luis. Even as an Luis. Adult, I thought, that's a cool dude.
Yeah, and then Luis, who was married to
Mariah. Oh, yeah.
And then Bob, who did all the singing.
God, those guys have been along for a long time.
And they're still on. And so
they were on when I was a little kid. Yeah.
25.
A long goddamn
wow.
There was an executive decision, along with the three of them, they were laying off a lot of the actual humans on Sesame Street, and they were going to go all to puppets.
Oh, no, you can't really do that. You have to have something for the kids to
actually identify with.
Well, they overturned it. They realized that was not a good idea. And now they're back home.
I mean, one of the reasons we loved Sesame Street was it was that mix of puppets and humans. So it was fantasy and real life. And that's what connected kids to the show and helped bring them, shape their psyche. Because I was old enough to remember when it first came on with Mr. Hooper and all the originals. It just, you take the adults away and it just might as well be a Saturday morning. Well, never mind, there's no more Saturday morning cartoons. It might as well just be a Disney puppet show.
It is a Disney puppet show.
Well, it's an HBO puppet show.
I think the fact that you had that mix also gave you hope as a kid that maybe there truly was a place like that. And maybe there truly was an opportunity. But you got to talk about real things. I mean, definitely.
You're saying that's not real?
No, there's no
real. It is real.
Oh, it's real.
It's real.
It's just not.
Okay.
No one told him how to get Sesame Street.
Here, take this pill. You'll be fine.
Well, I mean, it's in the multiverse, it's real somewhere. So.
Exactly, that's true.
It's on Earth 516.
I'm okay with that.
Somewhere, Mr. Hooper is still running the show, I assure you.
But that was a really touching episode.
Oh, yes, it was. That was great.
His death, then that was. It gave people a way to kind of talk to kids about that.
Well, one more thought. It also taught kids that adults...
You can have as many thoughts as you would like.
Well, thank you. I've had many, but this is the first one I've decided to share. Thank you very much. It also taught kids that adults can also play pretend. Once they got beyond believing, they could say, adults can still have fun pretending. And you take the adults or the real people out of that equation, you lose a lot of the magic of that show, in my opinion, anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, didn't. And once Jim Henson died... That sort of killed off some of it, too.
And Brian Henson, his son's doing pretty
well. Brian's doing okay, but I do agree that... I think mostly because Jim Henson was so many voices.
Yeah.
Yes.
When the voices subtly changed, my brain just went, this isn't right.
We've got weird-sounding Muppets now.
Yeah, like no, said. That's not Kermit.
Well, I feel a little guilty. It was North Carolina that killed Jim Henson. He came here and caught the flu. Went home and died. So.
Great.
Yeah, just let me warn you.
I thought they said it was Marcia that
killed
him.
Thanks,
McCrory. Wait a minute. I'm a recovering Republican. I got a shot and I'm cured of that.
Yeah, I thought it was Marcia that killed him.
It was. He caught it here.
Oh, okay.
Lovely. Okay, so.
Okay,
thanks, North Carolina. Screwing peoples. And...
Man, you got that girl that died at the Whitewater Center and Jim Henson?
Okay, Sherman, come on.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I'm the bummer, I'm sorry.
South Carolina now has somebody who's contracted.
Contracted what?
Contracted.
Brain-eating amoeba.
Ah. No joy. So, Carolinas.
It's not just us. Good.
It's not just us. Damn it. All right. So, we have lots of cons that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
And no particular order. Let me back up first by saying, if you haven't been to the charlottegeeks.com website, you definitely should go check it out. There's lots of information on there. I worked very hard on it all weekend. Please go check it out. There's lots of information about the Geek Gala, including a special link to go book your hotel, so make sure to do that. That's our little PSA for the day. But
Also, you'll see a couple different things on there, including a post about all the activities and events that we have going on this week. Of course, Thursday nights is trivia night over at Fabo, and you can meet Bethany and Sherman live there.
If you want to.
Then the second Tuesday is Park Road Books, and the book is announced on there. Yes. But also we have some TED Talks on there. There's a writer's workshop. There's also this Friday, August 5th, is going to be the Robot Johnson sketch comedy show over at the Rabbit Hole, and we will be there.
Followed by Rocky Horror.
Followed by Rocky Horror by That Type Cast, which we love. Randall Chu will be there. Judy's still recovering from baby. So she won't be there. And then on Sunday. The Charlotte Comic Con. Not in Charlotte. It's at the Concord Embassy Suites. Whereas you people down north.
How did you say that?
I said it as a northerner, but it's Concord.
Concord. Thank you very much.
And if you go there early, you should check out the bacon.
Bacon is pretty good on their buffet. Okay,
so and you can definitely come find us at the Charlotte Geeks booth. We'll have some Guardian of the Geekery buttons and stuff and postcards. But
you're not even drinking beer this year.
And you can come meet Stern's Lord, and you'll have to meet me because I'll be the one with the bowl of candy. But anyway, so definitely check out that. And if you aren't familiar with where Concord Embassy Suites is. It was where Con Carolinas was last year. However, Con Carolinas has announced a bittersweet announcement this week. They're moving back to the Charlotte Hilton University Place. But on a brighter note,
we have announced our musical and artist guest of honor,
which was procured by our very own Carol the Cat.
And it Aurelio is Voltaire. Woo! Will be our artist and musical guest of honor. He'll be doing an animation workshop / presentation, and then two concerts, Friday night and Saturday night. So yes. Saturday night is going to be a goth extravaganza with Valentine Wolfe and Voltaire, and our nerdy burlesque Nirvana will be doing a goth theme.
And Nirvana will be at the Geek Gala this year as well. And speaking of Valentine Wolfe, as we have been throughout the evening, Valentine Wolfe is actually working on their new album. If you go to the main page of CharlotteGeeks.com, you can see their latest video that they released, and I love it because they do the old scratchy film style, and you get to hear Braxton's awesome electronic bass violin, along with Sarah's haunting vocals. But also, they are going to be at DragonCon this year, but they don't know yet whether or not they're going to be doing a performance. They're doing several workshops and stuff along with the Filk track. But they really would love to perform live on the concourse in one of the halls. So there is a movement going on right now on Facebook asking people to reach out to DragonCon, let them know if you like Valentine Wolfe that you would like to hear them. So please make sure that you send that word along, and you can check out an article on CharlotteGeeks.com talking about that. I'm talking about the website a lot today, but
yes, you are.
I did work on it all weekend, if I haven't mentioned that already.
You did.
So, all right, what other stuff do we need to talk about this week? Because we know we don't want to talk about the next part.
Doctor Who. Capaldi.
Yes.
Capaldi is confirmed.
I have been saying a lot. Starns Lord, say something.
I was saying something.
Say more.
Yeah, Capaldi. So Capaldi is going to come back for season 11.
Yay! Ooh. I really hope he gets a good shot. Although Moffat's still writing it, so.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like Moffat. I just think that he's spreading himself really thin.
Amen, sister.
He's being kind of bashed a lot, and I think he's fighting against it rather than just saying fuck y'all, I know what I'm doing, and just doing it.
I would rather he focus on Sherlock, frankly.
Yes.
Because
I
think that's
a coupling reunion.
That also would be cool.
I loved that show.
What show? Coupling. The British version.
The British version. Not the American version sucked.
I saw the American version.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
You'll never get that time back in your life. Yeah.
Never ever watch an American version of a British show.
There's no American version of Coupling. No Roadhouse 2. There is no Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
I saw the pilot for the American version of The IT Crowd.
There is no
VIT crowd.
I'm sorry. That's a foreign language you're speaking to me now. Is that Klingon?
No, no. Well, they did actually have Richard Ayoade back in his role.
As Moss.
That's Moss, yeah.
Yeah.
It was Joel McHale and Jessica St. Clair.
No, I'm sorry. That actually doesn't exist. They were brownies with marijuana.
Was this post-American Office garbage once The Office hit that they tried everything, threw it against the wall, see if it would stick?
Okay. Yes.
It worked in the 70s. I mean, Sanford and Son and
All in the family.
Yeah, they were all.
I actually saw one of those meta episodes of Sanford and Son the other night because we have air TV here at Geek All Out, of course, which means we cut the cable cord. And
we got us an HD antenna.
We did. 35 feet it reaches.
That's right. It's like UHF back in the day.
And we have to now adjust the rabbit ears, and I'm getting my skill level back. But anyway.
Do you have a little tinfoil on the rabbit ears?
No, just on Star Lars. Head when he goes to bed.
I give signals.
Moving right along.
Sorry.
No. But we had a meta episode of Sanford and the Son where Sanford and Son is actually going to
Sanford
the.
Sanford and the giggles.
Sanford and the Son.
I think you're getting geekier tonight. Sanford and the Son.
It's a meta episode where they're claiming that somebody took their story and made it into a British TV show. And it's actually
okay.
So it took me a long time to get that out, which is no longer relevant. Okay.
I remember that episode.
So the time has come. Mm-hmm. Where are we can't avoid it any longer.
Where are we saying goodbye to another sci-fi?
Two.
So who's been at it?
We have Jerry Doyle from Babylon 5.
He was fairly young, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He wasn't too old, but
they 60. Said it doesn't look like it was foul play, but he basically he was doing a radio show in the whole nine yards, and somebody went to his house and he was dead. But along with that, we did have somebody along with Sanford and Son, but he's no longer moving on.
Oh yes.
All right. Well, if he's moved up, he's moved up as far as he's going. Amen. And that would be Sherman Helmsley.
Really? That happened today?
That was last night.
Wow, I had no idea.
I didn't even hear that. I thought he died
years
ago.
Are we sure?
That was his career. No, I thought he died years ago also, actually.
Yeah. That was, I thought he died like 3 or 4 years ago.
I thought he was doing Jefferson on Ice with another reason.
We officially can't sit on the same side of the table because we're too unison-y. So,
He died in 2012. Stupid Facebook.
Carol, you upset me last night for
I told you this.
Oh, it was one of those reposts, wasn't it? Don't you hate that?
Is it one of your memories?
No.
So we've been seeing a zombie. We've been seeing a zombie George Jefferson all these years.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I believe that because we were watching on Air TV a Jefferson's episode, and I was like, oh, that makes sense. I guess they just started playing them because he passed. But no.
Oh, which channel was it? Was
I'm shaking 36 my head. 3?
Okay, because if it was decades, they play a lot of. They have a lot of.
I tend to focus on Antenna TV, VTV, and Buzzer TV.
Okay.
Occasionally, Laugh TV. Decades, if I can finagle properly.
Because last weekend it was a marathon of kung fu.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, and I found myself very kung fu-y.
Well, really, we're still mourning the loss of Sherman Helmsley. Yeah.
Sorry. 4 years later, it's still
hitting me hard 4 years later.
Yeah, that was a spinoff of All in the Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was based on Man About the House in the British version.
Which was the British version.
Because Three's Company was also another British show that...
That was Man About the House, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yes,
I don't remember.
That's a thing you should
always remember. Sanford and Son, it was Steptoe and Son.
Yes.
From Britain.
So, moving right along.
Oh, yep.
Carl.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Still here.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Magazine, new episode. No
issue. It's a print thing.
By the way, is it a trailer or a movie? Maybe it's a TV show. No, that was last week.
Newspaper.
Okay. That was a newspaper. And it's out on stands now.
Magazine.
Check out the centerfold, written by our very own Starnes Lord.
check out the centerfold.
Is there a picture of you in a bear screen?
And in case you didn't know, the centerfold features, just imagine Pat McCrory as the something. Pat from SNL. Just put that in your head and go and find them.
I gotta start taking all the pills I'm supposed to take.
No. Oh my god.
That's scary, Sherman.
And
that's
a special
scary.
Thank you to Sherman and Bethany, members of the Charlotte Geeks, who have courageously been leading our trivia team and occasionally attending the book club. And thanks for telling us a little bit more about it. Any final words or thoughts? No. Okay. All right. Without further ado, Carol, push the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstoppel. Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
Episode 97.
Man, that's a lot of cheese curls and beer.